afternoon, and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, on South Prospect Street in Air Chair 1, ready to go for another show. Hope you all are doing fine out there. Hope you all have had a great week since we've talked last time. And we had a great weekend, my wife and I, and went and tried a new restaurant, and I'll tell you about that momentarily. First of all, I want to say thank you to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo, Ohio. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. And I just saw Rick last Thursday for a haircut. And as always, he trimmed me up good, and I always need to go in there and get my hair trimmed up good because it grows out fast. And he always does a great job on the sideburns and keeps everything nice and trimmed up. So, like I always say, if you want to see what my haircut looks like, just jump on my website at radionate.webs.com, and you can see a picture of myself, and you can see a picture of a haircut, too. So, and you can also see his link there as well. Well, we went down to the Polaris area, which we find ourselves down there quite a bit, as you know, but we never have been to this particular restaurant before. We went to City Barbecue, and maybe you've heard of it. It's popular in the Columbus area. There's several of them around, but we went to the Polaris one, and it's not too far. It's basically in a little shopping plaza, little restaurant plaza, I guess you would call it, right near the Polaris Mall, and we were impressed. Now, it's a little different. You walk in, they have a board where you order off of, and then you wait on your food, and then take it to your seat. They don't come and wait on you at your seat. You order, and then take it to your seat that way. But I'll tell you what, they had some of the best hush puppies I've ever tasted. Good and crunchy, done just perfect. Perfect size, great hush puppies, I'll tell you what. And then my wife had some really good fries. Their fries were fantastic. And then we both got the pulled pork barbecue sandwiches, and they were done to perfection. I'm telling you what, some of the best barbecue around. So they live up to their name, City Barbecue. So you need to check them out sometime. If you're ever in the Polaris area, hit up the Polaris one, because it is good. Now, the only thing we did not care for was the side salad. It had some different tomatoes and some different zucchini and different things in there that were a little bitter. We didn't care for that too much, but you can see the video, actually, of our experience to City Barbecue by just going to my website, radionate.webs.com, and then click on What's on the Plate. And if you have Facebook, that'll take you to the What's on the Plate Facebook page, and my videos are all there, all the food videos, and you can hit up several of the food videos. We post all the food videos there at What's on the Plate, so you can check that out too. Hey, we're also streaming online as well at our radio station website at www.gh1071.com. That's www.gh1071.com. And Adam makes sure that he updates that and makes sure that even the past shows that we have done are up there. And you can listen to the archives as well. Just click on the menu, click on the archives, and then click on Offbeat News. And every single show that I've done is up there as well at www.gh1071.com. So we are very grateful for that. Well, today we are giving away a McDonald's gift card, a $5 gift card to McDonald's. So if that sounds good to you, hey, you can play trivia with me. I've got some trivia questions for you here at 740-383-9944. By the way, the studio is all decorated up for Halloween. Looks good in here. Got some nice spider cobwebs coming out through here. And we've got some different Frankensteins and witches on the wall. It's looking like Halloween around here. Looks good in here. So, We're coming at you from the Halloween-decorated studios here on South Prospect Street in Marion, Ohio. All right, here's what you need to do for a chance to win. Just call me, answer one of my trivia questions. I will put you in a drawing, and then at 4:55 this afternoon, we will draw a winner, and then we will send you through the mail a McDonald's gift card. So if that sounds good to you and you'd like to play, just dial us up here when you hear a trivia question that you know, 740-383-9944. Here's number one. Which family does Mary Poppins go to work for? What's their name? Which family does Mary Poppins go to work for? What's their name? Which dish is traditionally associated with the British seaside? Which food dish is traditionally associated with the British seaside? Which is the highest mountain in the world? Which is the highest mountain in the world? Which city in the desert is famous for casinos and chapels for speedy marriages? Which city in the desert is famous for casinos and chapels for speedy marriages? 740-383-9944. Hi, we're on the air.
Fish and chips.
Fish and chips, that's right. Now, are you a fan of fish and chips yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're good.
I wish I could go to England and get some good fish. We you don't get fish and chips around here like you get over there.
I've heard that they are just fantastic over there. Yeah. I've heard from a couple of people that have been over there that they are just really good eating over there, for sure.
Yeah, around here you get pollock.
Oh, right, yeah.
Long John Silver's, that's all they... Well, sometimes they have some salmon and stuff, but... Arthur Treacher's, they used to do it, but Arthur Treacher's, they just give you pollock anymore, too.
I remember when they were in town over just down from the mall.
Yeah, there's one in Columbus, I guess.
Oh, okay, still one around, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my grandmother used to like to go there, if I remember right. Well, Lee, I will put you in, your first in, and I'll put you in the drawing.
Okay, thanks, Nick.
Hey, thanks, Lee. Thanks for calling.
Mm.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Thank you, Lee, for calling in here. Good to talk to you. 740-383-9944 is my telephone number. Hey, here's an easy one for any of the kids that might be listening out there today. Don't know if any of them's listening today or not. One of them was last week, at least. Which film features the villain Cruella de Vil? Which film features the villain Cruella de Vil? Here's one that might turn your stomach a little bit. Maggots are the young of what? Maggots are the young of what? Why do crocodiles and alligators sometimes rest with their mouths open? Why do crocodiles and alligators sometimes rest with their mouths open? Complete the title of this live-action Disney hit movie. Honey, I Shrunk the What? Complete the title of this live-action Disney hit movie. Honey, I Shrunk the What? 740-383-9944. Hi, we're on the air.
Well, hello there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm still living.
I'm glad to hear it, Ralph. Good to hear.
Hey, the young of flies is maggots.
Right, the young of flies, right. I saw that question, I thought... I don't know if I should do that one or not, giving away a McDonald's card and then saying that might turn everybody's appetite down.
I don't know, you might think it like rice, just think about that.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, well, how's your day going?
Doing some work, mowing some yards and stuff and getting done.
Yeah, yeah. You running any leaves falling down on the yards yet?
I don't have a whole lot. There's a few, but other than that, it's been pretty lucky so far with
okay.
The trees I've got anyways.
Oh, that's good. Coming across any walnuts?
Yeah, there's a lot of them laying on the roads and stuff, too.
Yeah, we've
got one
got
behind
some.
Us down the alley there that it's just loaded. And these squirrels run up through here and got them in their mouth, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've got one at home, and boy, we've been picking them up every week, and we get a whole tote full, I'll tell you. They love
to take long when they start falling, get the old oil on the streets and stuff.
No. I used to know a lady that she used to like to get them because she used to like to make stuff with them.
Yeah, there's still people like that. I see them out picking them up for that reason.
Yeah, so, hey, yeah. I mean, they could come and... They could come to my house, I'll tell you that. I'd let you have
come and get them. Take all you want.
All you want. Come to Waldo.
All right, Nate. I better get off.
All right, Ralph. Hey, thanks.
That kid tries to call you.
Yeah. Hey, take care.
Hey, you too now. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. 740-383-9944 is my number. Who plays Willy Wonka in the 2005 version of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? Who plays Willy Wonka in the 2005 version of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, Ernie, how are you doing?
Oh, not too bad.
Good, good.
Pretty nice day out there today.
It sure is. For October, we will definitely take it. Now, have we even had a frost yet?
No.
I didn't think so.
They was predicting an early frost, you know, but nothing even close. I think maybe, you know, 40, 47 or something is the lowest we got to. And you got to get down to 30s at least. Maybe 36, 35 to have a frost, so...
Yeah, my wife gets up early to go to work, and I get up and see her off, and I thought, man, I just haven't seen any frost out there, and I thought, I don't think we've actually had one yet.
Nope, we've had enough, at times we've had enough moisture. If it got cold enough, there would be a frost, but when it gets moisture, temperature doesn't drop down as fast, or doesn't go up as fast with moisture in the air, and so...
I know my barber still has some really pretty flowers out front.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, people still have some
flowers. Yeah, when you quit seeing those pretty flowers, then you know, I think we got a frost.
Right. Then they go away.
Probably some of the farmers would like to see a frost now that finish off some of their crops, and so some that are late.
Yeah. So, well, I'll tell you, they're out there taking off those crops
around Waldo.
What I hear
is we've got quite a bit removed already. So.
Yeah, they're doing their best to get them off, them
pretty
beans
good,
especially.
Paying pretty good prices, too, for them, so that's why they're getting them off as soon as they can.
Yeah, right, for sure.
So, yeah, it's Las Vegas is the city in the desert.
Yes, old Las Vegas. Yep, Las Vegas.
Yep.
One fun. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, as they say.
Right.
You just hope it don't follow you home.
Yeah, I've been to Las Vegas, but I just didn't stop. I stopped once up in Reno, which is similar, but just not at the same scale, you know. As Las Vegas is, a lot of casinos, and nice thing about most of those casinos, you can really get some real economical meals. They just
try to
you know, attract people to them with good food and cheap prices.
Yeah, I've heard the meals are really good. I've been past a couple here in Ohio, the Toledo one and the Columbus one, past there, but I've never been into one myself.
No, I've never been one of them in Ohio at all. I'm not really a gambler. So.
Yeah, I don't have the luck.
Right. That's right.
I just don't
nor the money.
Right, or the money. I'm on fixed income, man.
Right.
I just don't have
it. Sounds like you visit a lot of nice restaurants.
Yeah, we've been we've hit a good streak here.
Good.
Of good restaurants here the past couple of weeks, especially that we've been to. You just never know when you try something new,
right.
And we do. We like to thrill of trying something new.
Oh,
you just.
Fun.
Just go in there, and, yeah, it's fun. just walk in, the atmosphere and right. everything. You
oh,
know?
Yeah. And just the smell when you go in.
Yeah, just yeah. the smell when you go yeah. in and see what's on the menu. Although we usually cheat and take a look at the menu online before we go
yeah.
to make sure
yeah.
there's something there
better.
That we'll order.
Right, not better.
so
yeah.
that we don't get there and get blindsided.
Walk in and, right, right. You want to make sure you want to go in to begin with.
Right. Yeah, instead of getting in there and,
right.
oh, my goodness, there's nothing here and getting up and leaving. That'd
right.
be embarrassing.
Right. All right. Well, get off. Let somebody else on.
All right, Ernie. Good to talk to you.
Good talking to you, Nate.
Hey, take care.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right. Join Lee, join Ralph, and join Ernie here for a McDonald's gift card. Hi, we're on the air. Hi, we're on the air. Go ahead. Hi, we're on the air. Go ahead.
That would be Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. That's right. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. And this is Judy C., right?
Right.
All right, Judy C., it's good to hear from you today.
All right, thanks.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. All right. 4:32 on a Wednesday afternoon drive time, and glad to have you tuned in to your favorite radio station, Marion's Talking Place, 107.1 FM, WWGH Radio. Hi, we're on the air.
Kids.
Right, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. How are you today?
Good.
Good. And is this Noah?
Lucas.
Lucas. Well, Lucas, I haven't talked to you for a long time. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. How has school been?
Good.
Good, good. Do you like your teachers okay?
Yeah.
Now, how's... What now? You liked math. Is your favorite subject still math?
Yes.
Now, do you enjoy those pluses and minuses? Okay.
Mostly pluses.
Mostly the pluses. Okay, so you can add things up pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, good, good.
Six plus four equals ten.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm glad you're liking school and you're heading through the school season, and I'm glad you called me today, Lucas.
Do that one more time.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. You take care, Lucas. You have a good evening now, all right?
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Good to hear from Lucas. 740-383-9944. Sometimes we're on a bit of a delay, so sometimes folks don't hear the questions, or sometimes we have a repeat or what have you. That's okay. We don't care here at Offbeat News and Trivia. We just roll with it, and everybody's welcome here. 740-383-9944. All right, those are the trivia questions I have to kick off the program. And I appreciate everybody that has called in. Good to hear from Lee. Good to hear from Ralph. Good to hear from Ernie. Good to hear from Judy C. And good to hear from Lucas. You're next. That's right. That's you, Y-O-U, out there in Radio Land, 740-383-9944. If you've called before, or if you've never called at all, we're giving away a McDonald's gift card today. So if you'd like to go to McDonald's, it's easy. All you need to do is call. Just answer one of my questions. I'll put you in a drawing here, and at 4:55 this afternoon, we'll draw, find out who wins. Then I'll just get your address if I don't already have it, and I'll send it right in the mail to you. It's just as easy as that. So pretty easy to deal with here with Nate Redmond and Offbeat News and Trivia. Alrighty, well, we have some offbeat fun facts for you right here as we roll through the program today. To make 1 pound of honey, a honeybee must tap about 2 million flowers. Gentoo penguins propose to their life mates with a pebble. Forget the ring, man. Grab yourself a pebble. How would your girl like that? A group of porcupines is called a prickle. Rats and mice are ticklish and even laugh when tickled. They probably more squeak, but that's what this says. Norway once knighted a penguin. Giraffes have the same number of vertebrae as humans. Humans share 50% of their DNA with bananas. Thought I was going to say monkeys, huh? Strawberries are actually members of the rose family. Mint comes in over 30 varieties. Ancient Romans thought strawberries could cure bad breath and chronic fainting. So there you go. Those are your offbeat fun facts as we start rolling through the content portion of the program today. Now, coming up, I'll tell you about Mr. David Rush broke another record. A VIP lounge in India had an interesting visitor. And right now, I'll tell you about a North Dakota man said he has removed about 42 gallons of walnuts from his pickup truck after a squirrel apparently chose the vehicle as its winter storage area. Bill Fisher of Fargo said he has repeatedly spotted the red squirrel climbing on his Chevy Avalanche while it was parked outside his home, and he discovered the small animal was filling the vehicle with a large amount of walnuts from the tree in his yard. A lot of places in the radiator fan all the way through here, that corner has been covered full of walnuts, Fisher told WDAY-TV. He was planning on camping there for the winter, he said. The walnuts are the work of a single squirrel. Quote, I had to pull the fenders off and clean out all the walnuts and thought I had them all and took it down the road, turned the corner, and found one rolling inside the windshield where the wipers go, Fisher said. The man said he removed about 42 gallons of walnuts from various locations in and on his truck, but there are some he can't reach. I have some rolling around the frame rails as well, I can't get at, Fisher said. So, I'll tell you, squirrels and walnuts, they do like them. I haven't seen any show up in my vehicles yet, but as I was telling Ernie, we have ourselves some walnuts. I was either telling Ernie or Ralph that. We have ourselves some walnuts, for sure. And we fill ourselves some up, some totes full, and we haul them into the woods out back. We live in town, but we are bordered with a woods out back that we own back there, so we can put things back in the woods. That's kind of just an uncleared area, so you can put things back there and not be seen from the road or whatever. Just put it in the brush back there. And we have a nice pile back in the woods of walnuts that we have picked up from the yard, for sure. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, I was wondering if you could repeat the trivia questions one more time.
Absolutely, I'll do it right now. All right, we will go ahead and do that. More offbeat news coming up in just a moment. The which family does Mary Poppins go to work for? Which family does Mary Poppins go to work for? What is their name? Which is the highest mountain in the world? Which is the highest mountain in the world? Here's an easy one. Which film features the villain Cruella de Vil? Which film features the villain Cruella de Vil? Why do crocodiles and alligators sometimes rest with their mouths open? Why do crocodiles and alligators sometimes rest with their mouths open? Hi, we're on the air.
Thanks.
Say it one more time.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Oh, okay. Right. And who's this? Who's this?
Noah.
Noah, how are you doing today?
Good.
Good, good. And how was your school week?
My school was fine.
Well, that's good. That's good. Anything interesting happen at school?
Yeah, my father came back.
Oh, your teacher came back?
Yeah, my son came back.
All right. Well, that's good. That's good. So you've been getting along fine. Have you been learning how to do your ABCs?
No, I didn't have to learn how to do my ABCs.
You didn't?
I'm in kindergarten.
Yeah? Well, what have you been learning, buddy?
Well, I have my sight words. I do homework. Different homework than me.
Yeah, okay. So you've been getting at it, and you've been getting your homework done, I'll bet, right?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty fine with my homework.
Yeah, so you get good grades?
Well, I'm not in preschool yet. I'm still in kindergarten.
Right, you're in kindergarten, right?
Yeah, I'm still in kindergarten.
Yeah, still in kindergarten, right. All right, Noah. Well, I'll get you signed.
On my first day?
Yeah?
Right. Oh, I'm going to chicken. On my first day at school.
Oh, on your first day at school. Okay. All right.
But now I'm doing pretty good.
Oh, okay. You're doing pretty good now. Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear it. All right. Well, I'll sign you up for a chance to win McDonald's, okay?
Okay.
Hey, thanks for calling, Noah. You have a good evening now, all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. 4:43 on a Wednesday afternoon. Who plays Willy Wonka in the 2005 version of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? Who plays Willy Wonka in the 2005 version of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? 740-383-9944 is my number. Hi, we're on the air.
Was Cruella the one in 101 Dalmatians?
Right, in 101 Dalmatians. That is correct. All
okay.
Right. Okay, we got you in, Judy C. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, let me add a couple more trivia questions here. The oldest living tree in North America is thousands of years old and has a location in the mountains of which American state? The oldest living tree in North America is thousands of years old and has a location in which American state? Hi, we're on the air.
How you doing, Nate?
Bob, I'm great. The question is, how are you?
Oh, I'm here. That's about it.
Yes, sir. Yep. Yes, sir. Have they been taking care of you?
Well, so.
Yeah?
Yeah, a doctor and a lot of doctors, but the nurses come along every other day. I still ain't got off the poor kid. Can't stand up too long. I'll fall over. They ain't figured it out yet. So anyway, I'm gonna tell you the final guess on your highest mountain is that Everest.
Yes, that is correct. It is Everest. That's right, Bob.
Yep.
Correct answer. Well, have they been feeding you pretty good?
Yeah, I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
When's the last time you've been to Wendy's?
You know, it has been a long time since I've been to Wendy's.
Well, one day last week. I had my daughter all just stop in and get a sandwich, and I didn't know it then. They have ghost pepper ranch dip. If you ever get by there, you want to talk about this.
Oh,
but you gotta be careful with it. And I dip my fries there, I had my chicken nuggets there, I put it on the sandwich. But you gotta use it to work. To your taste, but it is good.
Ghost Pepper Ranch Dip.
Yeah, I'll dip.
Oh, boy. Wow. Okay, that sounds like something different to try. Sounds like a good dipping sauce.
Yeah, they had some water, but they got rid of it and went to the Ghost Pepper, I guess. And she found that out last week when she stopped. But I'll tell you what, I put it on just a little bit of everything. But,
I definitely will, Bob. That sounds like a good one. Yeah, for sure.
All right, let me get over here and let you get somebody else in there.
All right, Bob. You take care of yourself now, okay?
Yeah, I'm trying to.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
All right, we'll talk to you later. All right. 446, hey, want to say a quick thank you to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo, Ohio. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. And as I said earlier, went to visit Rick this past Thursday, got myself a haircut, and always tell him about 2 inches on the side and then short down top, but just long enough that I can still put it in a part. And I still part my hair over, I guess, a little old-fashioned side, I guess, of me. I still part my hair, but anyways, I don't wet it down like they used to in the old days, you know. I don't quite wet it down like Andy Griffith on the Andy Griffith Show. No, don't quite do it like that. No, I keep it dry, but I still put it in a part. But he takes good care of me, and he will tailor your needs to what you want down at Waldo Barbershop. So 740-361-3445 is Rick's telephone number. And as mentioned, those are his hours. And then RadioNate.webs.com, I have posted his hours there as well. Alrighty, let's see, a couple more trivia questions here. In which decade did Mickey and Minnie Mouse share their first kiss? In what year or what decade did Mickey and Minnie Mouse share their first kiss? What is the most poisonous plant in North America? What is the most poisonous plant in North America? What fruit works better at waking you up than coffee? What fruit works better at waking you up than coffee? I have one of these every single day, not at breakfast, but at lunch. Every single day, I have one of these fruits, and I'll tell you, they are good. And I'll give you a little hint. You can get these out at Lawrence's here in just south of Marion. Alrighty, drive time, 4:49, offbeat news and trivia. I'm Nate Redmond, your host, here in Air Chair 1 on your favorite radio station, Marion's Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 on the FM dial. And let's grab another call coming in here. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, that would be an apple to wake you up better than coffee.
That certainly is an apple waking you up, for sure. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about you, Nate?
I'm doing good. Good to hear from you today, Becky.
Yeah, really.
Got anything special planned for this fall season?
No, not yet. We haven't.
Yeah, we're still kind of planning our season out, you know. As we kind of plan it as we go along. We might go to Lawrence Orchard sometime, see what they got going on, or down to Laner's Pumpkin Farm. They got some nice things going on down there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
we've
seen them on the news today, Laner's down there in Delaware.
Oh, yeah. They're quite well known, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. They got if you like to walk around a corn maze, they have a pretty neat corn maze every year they do.
Yeah, and it was showing different things that they have down there.
And then if you just like crafts too, they got a nice craft shop in there.
Oh, really?
As well, just a nice craft shop. Yeah, it's a nice little place to go. It's they charge so much to get in. It's cheaper if you go on a Monday through Thursday, I believe.
Oh, okay.
So that's the trick, to go during the week.
That's something good to know.
Yeah, just go during the week.
Yeah. Well, I better get off
okay,
of here so
all
somebody
right.
else can get in.
Okay, good talking to you. Thanks
you
for calling.
You too. Have a good day now.
You too. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. 4:51, we are just 4 minutes away from doing our drawing and find out who's going to win this McDonald's gift card today. Had a nice volume of calls today. Good to hear from the folks out there in Radio Land. Appreciate everybody that has called in today. Okay, a wild monkey wandered into an airport's VIP lounge in India and managed to steal a drink of fruit juice before being ejected from the building. Passengers at the international airport in Delhi captured video when the monkey wandered into the lounge Friday evening. A video posted online shows the small animal stealing a drink of fruit juice from the bar counter. Airport officials confirmed the monkey was safely removed from the building without any injuries to the monkey or any humans. And then our favorite Guinness World Record breaker David Rush, an Idaho man who has broken more than 200 world records, added another title to his name by catching 58 marshmallows in his mouth in 1 minute. David Rush enlisted the help of frequent collaborator Jonathan Hollywood Hannon to throw marshmallows from 15 feet away. Rush and Hannon were aiming to beat the record of 56 set by fellow serial record breaker Ashrita Furman and thrower Burpin Larkin in New York. They set the record back in 2019. Rush said Hannon threw 63 marshmallows during the 60-second time limit, and Rush was able to catch enough to take the record. So there you go, catching marshmallows in your mouth. And I don't know if you like to eat marshmallows plain or not, but they are generally pretty good after you cook them over a fire. Anyhow, they're pretty good. And then maybe put them in between some graham crackers, maybe with a little bit of chocolate, and then they taste all right. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, would the oldest tree be in California?
That's right. The oldest tree is in California. That's correct. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great. How about you?
Good, good. And what is your first name?
Joanne.
Joanne. All right, Joanne. Well, we will get you signed up for a chance to win, okay?
Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for calling and listening. We appreciate it. All righty. And we are at 1 minute and counting until we do our drawing. Find out who's going to win today. I want to say thank you to everybody who did call in. I want to say thanks to Lee, Ralph, Ernie. Thank you, Judy C., Lucas, Noah. Thank you to Bob. Thank you, Becky. And thank you, Joanne, for calling in today. I appreciate it very much. In just a moment, we will shuffle everybody up and find out who the winner of this McDonald's gift card is going to be. I have no idea. I never know who's going to be the winner today, each day, each week. And we just shuffle them up real good and pick one out of the middle or the bottom or the top, however it is we decide to do it. So we would throw them in a hat, but I don't wear a hat. And I don't see a hat around here. So we just kind of shuffle them up here on the table and pull one out of the middle is how we do it. All right. Official WWGH time is now 4:55. Let's shuffle. Find out who's going to be the winner today for the drawing. And let us see here. And we will get this all shuffled up here. Shuffling around here pretty good. And the winner for today is none other than Noah. Noah, congratulations. You win the McDonald's gift card. So we will get that sent in the mail to you. I want to thank everybody else that phoned in. And next week, we'll have another restaurant or store, wherever we decide to go, to give away. So make sure you tune in every Wednesday, 4:15 to 5 o'clock, here on Offbeat News and Trivia. We're right here on your favorite radio station, giving things away. And so make sure you play trivia with us every week, and you just might be the winner, too. But Noah, congratulations. I'm going to write winner on your tag here so I can remember who it was once I get home. Because sometimes, if I don't remember, I might just have to listen to the rerun here and find out who the winner was. No, I've never had to do that. I can remember who the winner was. But anyways, hey, we got just enough time for our ladies' corner. And as always, I have a recipe for today. And today's recipe is sweet chocolate chunk cookies. Sweet chocolate chunk cookies. Chocolate chunks, toasted coconut, and pecans are added to rich chocolate drop cookie dough to echo the flavors of a classic chocolate cake. Here's what you need. 2 packages, 4 ounces each, of Baker's German sweet chocolate divided, 1 cup flour, a half teaspoon baking powder, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 cup butter or margarine softened, 1/2 cup packed brown sugar, 1 egg, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, 1 cup Baker's Angel Flake coconut toasted, 1 cup chopped pecans toasted. Here's how to make it. Heat your oven to 375. Chop half the chocolate, set aside. Melt remaining chocolate as directed on the package. Combine flour, baking powder, and salt. Beat butter and sugar in large bowl with mixer until light and fluffy. Add egg and vanilla. Mix well. Blend in melted chocolate. Gradually add flour mixture, mixing well after each addition. Stir in coconut, nuts, and chopped chocolate. Drop heaping tablespoons of dough 2 inches apart onto baking sheets. Bake 10 minutes or until cookies are puffed and feel set to the touch. Cool on baking sheets 1 minute. Remove to wire racks. Cool completely. And there you have sweet chocolate chunk cookies. You can find this on my Facebook page. Just search me, Radio Nate, in Facebook, or just go to facebook.com/Radio Nate. That's facebook.com/Radio Nate. If you are on Facebook, you can find me there, and you can see this recipe up there. Okay? Sound good? Sounds delicious to me. All right. Well, it's time for me to head on down the road to Waldo. Only problem, I can't get there directly. No. You know what I have to do? I have to detour. So if you head down the road to Waldo, down 423 South, you get to Bethlehem Road. There's a sign that says detour. Well, you can go around the sign and go on down to Klingle Road, make a right, and then make a left on Almendinger, and then make another left on Waldo. It's West Main Street out there. Make your next left and go right into Waldo that way. So you go down, you make a right on the Klingle, and then it's left, left, and you can go into Waldo that way. Okay? Waldo Western Road is what you're looking for after you turn off of Almendinger there. So just remember that if you're heading down to Waldo, you can't get there directly. You have to take a little detour. Well, stay tuned. There's a lot of great programming straight ahead. Scott Spears in the morning, of course, 8 a.m. Until 10. Never know what he's going to have on. It's always a pleasure to listen to Scott Spears in the morning. And then it's always a pleasure to listen to WWGH all day. So make sure you tune in so you don't miss a minute. You do not want to miss a single minute here on your favorite radio station, 107.1 FM, WWGH, Marion, Ohio. Nate Redmond, Offbeat News and Trivia. We'll talk to you next week.
he did not do because
of something.